服侍他啊，帮他走过这个生命的历练，那真的是感觉到哇，谢谢主给我们有很多的功课呢，就是来经历他的学习他的荣耀啊，这个荣耀到时间了吧？是吧？到时间了啊，
对，我看他好像来了，已经
进
上
来
班
了
了。
哈。哎，对，所以感谢主，那我就没机会分享上面了，
等
时
下
间
分
到
享。
了。哎，那我下次再分享好了。那我就感谢主啊，所以呢，就是一直在学习的，就是一个荣耀的功课。下次再分享有关这个那个了哈。那我就来介绍那个 Cindy 哈，Cindy Jacob 是非常他在我们当中哇，已经到了哈，我的属灵妈妈Cindy，Welcome
Welcome you, Cindy 妈妈。
you，
Welcome, Mama Cindy.
Yeah, Mama Cindy, welcome you and just introduce you a little bit about you, how you be my kind of spiritual mother and your mothers to nations. Huh? Just so many years. So I took your her class long time ago and over 20 years. Huh? Over 20 years. Yeah. So, 他已经就是他做了非常宝贝的工作，大家，everybody we love you. Can you hear? 你看 English part, the English
Yes.
channel. Yeah. So maybe everybody know you. So I just let you to give you time to share with us. Now I'm going to interpret for you. We love you.
Well, hello, beloved. Hello. Hello, Mama Cindy. We love you so much. I'm Joylin, and we just have this 24/7 Jerusalem prayer wall. And just wanted to enriched by your prophetic words, especially 21 days prayer for Israel. And we're so thankful that you have been leading the prophetic words and minister to the global family so well. Even I myself just wanted to thank you. This is the Chinese version of the voice of God. And I was like, Rachel said, we are all your children. We just ministered and, mentored by your words and your books. Thank you so much. So, here we are from different places, but we are so privileged to hear you, even a short time, but leave it to you. Whatever in your hearts, we receive you not only as a powerful speaker, but also as a mother of nations. So privileged to have you in our midst. Thank you.
Yeah, Jolene is a leader. She's a main leader for this. And another ex-pastor, Jolene, she lead a great team.
Oh, well, it's my special honor to be with you.
非常的尊荣荣幸跟大家在一起。
Pastor Rachel is very dear to my heart.
Rachel 牧师，在我心里面很重要。
And it's wonderful to meet you, Jolene.
非常高兴与 Jolene，她 is Pastor Jolene 认识。
And trying to see, oh, I can see a few other faces too.
我可以
Yeah.
看见你们有其他人的面孔。
Just about to say that. 我们可以把我们的视频打开，让妈妈 Cindy 看到我们吗？
对，我们可以打。
Hi. God bless you.
上帝祝福大家。
Mama Cindy, some are from Asia, and some are very late in Asia, and some they're not very safe to open their faces. But we love you. So whatever who can open the video, please do. Yeah, thank you. Don't do it if it's not safe.
如果不安全的话，就不要做，没关系。
Well, the Chinese people are very special to my heart.
所有的中国的人，在我心中是很重要的。
And I know you're a praying people.
我知道你们是祷告的一群人。
You're an example of prayer to the rest of the world. Pray in the good times and you pray in the difficult times. You don't stop.
你们在好的时候，祷告，在难处也祷告，你们从不停止祷告。
Here in the West, you know, we get so discouraged over every little tiny thing.
在西方，我们常常为一点小小的事情就被冒犯了，被沮丧了。
And we certainly need to learn from your example.
我们确实需要向你们学习，你们是我们的榜样。Some
of you are participating in the 21 days of prayer. Thank you very much.
非常谢谢你们加入了21天的这样子禁食祷告这个活动。
Right before I got on the call, I approved the last 7 days, the prayer guide for the last 7 days. I was working on it this morning.
刚才来之前，我刚刚就批最后7天的祷告的一个指导。And
I know our prayers around the world are keeping the nation safe.
我知道我们这个呼召是给全球的，为你借的这个祷告呢，给全球带来这个平安。
But I thank you for praying.
谢谢你们的祷告。
Some of you know the story how I was in Jerusalem a week and a half before the terrorist attack.
你们大概可能知道这个故事，在这个攻击发生之前的1个多星期，我到了以色列。
And it was one of those times it's very difficult to be a prophet because I was so distressed.
这是一个时刻是非常不容易，对一个发出预言的一个时刻，因为非常我非常的被搅扰。And
the Lord began to say to me, call 911.
那主就对我说，来打911这个电话。I
assume most people know in the United States that's what we dial in case of emergency.
大家应该知道，在美国，我们打紧急事情的时候就打911。But
we also know that we had our significant time on 911. You know, in the U.S., we reversed the dates. September 9th, 2011.
在这个911的一个概念，对我们来说是非常紧急的意思。So
I realized that it felt like Israel was going to have their own 911.
所以，我感受到说，在以色列可能也会像我们一样，要经历个911的这样的紧急事件。I
began to prophesy about terrorism in the midst of Israel.
所以我就在以色列的时候就发出这样子的一个预言，可能会有一个恐怖事件发生。And
that there was going to come a very dark time upon the country.
而且我发这样预言说，这个国家将会有很黑暗的一个时期。But
afterwards, there would come a great revival.
但那之后会带下很大的复兴。And
that the Lord was putting Israel on the threshing floor.
所以神把以色列放在一个就是那个结门的那个位置上面。And
I just was very agitated.
所以我当时就好像很被触动的那种感受哈，有不平安的感觉。And
then we know that terrorism is not isolated to just Israel.
那我知道恐怖事件不是仅仅发生在以色列。
Or just the US,
或者是仅仅在美国而已。
but it is really a worldwide problem.
那实际上这是全球将面临的一个事件。
So I'm glad you're standing in the gap.
感谢大家能够站在这个破口之上。
We know we're commanded to pray for the peace of Jerusalem and to bless Israel.
所以我们被感动去为以色列的平安、耶路撒冷的平安来祷告。In
my experience traveling around the world,
我在全球都有这样子经常的走动。
I have spoken in 100 nations.
我对100多个国家有发说话，去那边讲演讲和发出预言。
I have found that the Chinese people are some of the most fervent to pray for Israel.
那我发现，在这个其中，中国人为以色列祷告是非常的这个热心的。
And I thank you for that.
我非常的感谢你们。
May God bless you for that abundantly.
因着你们这样子做，我们得到许多的祝福。
And so the Lord began to speak to us while I was in Jerusalem.
所以在以色列的时候，神在对我说话。
That the last year after the pandemic in year 23, that God was giving us Psalm 23.
在2023年我们全球经历这个 pandemic 的时候，是神给我们诗篇23篇。
But now we're moving into Psalm 24.
那现在我们将要进入到诗篇24篇的一个季节的里面。
And it talks about holiness.
谈到圣洁。
But it also says, the Lord strong and mighty in battle.
但是只有说到神在战场是大有能力的，有能有力的耶和华。
So the Lord is calling us to be, you know, a corporate, mighty in battle.
所以神呼召我们一起进入一个合一的整体的一个战场的里面打仗。
And for the God to release his glory.
以至于上帝可以来释放他的荣耀。
The Lord also began to speak to us from Matthew 24.
然后主也借着让我们释放马太福音24章。
And on their way home from Jerusalem,
当我从耶路撒冷回来的路途中
I actually had written in my Bible these passages, Psalm 24 and 25.
所以我读了诗篇24篇和25篇
And Psalm 24 talks about the nation.
那在诗篇24篇的时候就讲到列国
A kingdom rise against kingdom.And in verse 7,
那个马太福音23的，就是民攻打民国，攻打国。
Talks about war.
谈到战争。
It talks about offense in verse 10.
那在这个第十节的时候。
Talks about lawlessness.
无天的那个。
Times of great tribulation.
那大灾难。
But then it says the gospel will be preached, and the kingdom will be preached in all the world.
但是后面就谈到说，在全球有一个传递福音的这样子一个枝节。
They've got to scatter the Chinese people all over the whole world.
所以神把中国人散到世界各地。
Because you have one of the strongest missionary gifts.
所以神给我们一个非常强壮的宣教的这个恩赐。
I'm in Spain and there's all these Chinese food restaurants.
就在西班牙就看到很多的这个中国这个餐馆。
It seems like everywhere I go, the Chinese are there.
所以无论我走到什么地方，好，中国人都在那里。
But it's a calling.
这是神的呼召。
And I also feel that we need to stand as a great prayer mobilization.
所以我感受到也是我们要强壮的一起站立，这一个彼此连接在一起的祷告。
And I want to pray for you.
我在这里要为你们祷告。
For a greater anointing.
有更大的恩膏。
For 24/7 prayer.
为这个24/7的这个祷告。
As you know, it only takes 24 people to have 24/7 prayer.
大家知道24个人就可以来完成这样的祷告。
Sometimes we say, oh, it's so hard, but no, you just need 24.
我们常常说，哎呀，这真难的，其实你就需要24个人就可以了呀。
I want to prophesy to you to take the baton or take the lead in this 24/7 house of prayer.
所以我在这里向你们发出预言说，来领受这样的恩膏，这样子传承是24小时的这个祷告。
That God is anointing you.
愿神来祝福你们，更恩膏你们。
To be an example.
成为一个榜样。
Of this 24/7 house of worship and prayer.
在这种24小时7天的敬拜赞美祷告。
And I feel like God has raised up many mighty, mighty leaders on this Zoom call today.
我相信在我们当中，在这个24小时的祷告里面，神要兴起很大有能力的一些 祷告者领袖。
And that God has called you to mentor the next generation.
那神也呼召你们去牧养或者是带那些新的一代。
And this is really important because we need, in our generation, we need to help find young disciples.
是非常重要的。对我们这个时代，我们来找那些那个下面的领袖哈，培养他们。
Pray that God will use you to be fathers and mothers.
求主使你们成为父亲母亲。
And we know that there's a persecution.
我们知道逼迫将要来临。
But we know that God is, just pray that God will give you great strength in the midst of the persecution.
但是祷告神将给你们在这个逼迫当中有极大的忍耐力。
Father, I pray for that right now.
主啊，现在就为他们来祷告。
The house of prayer.
让这样子祷告的殿。
Among all the Chinese people.
在所有的华人当中兴起。
Strengthen our family, God.
主啊，使他们的家庭强壮。
Anoint them.
膏抹他们。
Make them mighty in prayer.
让他们在祷告中成为大能有力的勇士。
And we know that the Holy Spirit can just take the anointing off a life and put it on another's life.
我们知道这个祷告的恩膏可以从这一个生命带到另一个人的生命中。
So I pray, just like God took the anointing off Moses.
我们祷告就像主恩膏摩西一样。
He put it on the 70.
转到70个人身上。
That God will lift the anointing from my life, Lord.
所以神从我的身上的恩膏。
And give it to these leaders on this call.
给这些领袖们来回应这些呼召的。
And Father, I thank you for these new mantles.
谢谢主你给我们这样子的一个传承。
Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus that those who are hungry.
谢谢你奉耶稣基督的名祝福这些饥渴慕义的。
Receive.
能够领受这样子的一个膏抹。
And the Lord says, my children, do not be discouraged by the days we are living in.
主说孩子们不要来为我们现在所生活的时面来沮丧。
For I will give you a way, says the Lord.
主说我想给你们开道路。
Mobilize.
使你们能够连接在一起。
For people.
把所有的人连接在一起。这样的膏抹。
I've seen some of the God will use in the west of China in a very special way.
那我相信你们当中神会使用你们在西方还有在东方。
I also see another person called to Inner Mongolia and Outer Mongolia.
我发现你们当中有人会呼召是在蒙古的中国的西部的。
Inner and Outer Mongolia.
出出进进在你们当中。
I see God opening doors for you to establish houses of prayer.
所以我看到神打开门为你们在那个蒙古那边来建造祷告的殿。
Among the people of of Mongolian descent.
在蒙古人当中他们的后裔当中。
Someone else here that you've gone through a time of betrayal.
你们当中有可能遇到有些被出卖的这样的一个经历。
The Lord says, I was just purging the movement.
我就会带你们进到一个这样子勇敢的这个当中。
Lord says, now you're a strong, strong tree.
所以你现在已经可以变成为一个很强壮强壮的大树。
I see someone else, God, as you've been praying, Lord, give me a building I can pray in.
你们当中可能在祷告说，神啊，给我一个建筑物，我可以来祷告。
And the Lord is giving you that building.
神会给你那个建筑物。
See others, God is calling you to work with other prophets.
那你们当中还有神呼召的跟其他的先知们一起来合作的。
God is giving you an anointing to gather the prophets.
所以神给你这样的恩膏，将许多的先知联合在一起。
And Father, I thank you for this anointing.
父，为你这个恩膏来向你献上感恩。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
The Lord did give us a warning that He was going to put us in the refiner's fire this year.
神给我一个警告，就是神会今年把我们放在一个重新被历练的一个过程，成洁的一个过程。
But God would strengthen us.
但是神将使我们有力量帮助我们。
Because He wants us to walk in such purity and holiness.
因为神是如此的期盼着我们能够走在一个圣洁的里面。
In the time of Jesus, there was something they called the eye of the needle or the narrow gate.
在耶稣那个时代里面，我们谈到那个针眼过那个门眼的那个过程。
And we know that if someone came late at night with their camels laden with commercial goods.
有的人来的晚，就像那个骆驼哈，想做广告，
That they would have to take everything off their camels.
所以要想这个骆驼过去的话，必须骆驼所有的东西都拿掉才能进这个一个门。
And walk through that narrow gate.
所以看注意那个窄门。
So we're in a time where the Lord is saying there's some things we've been doing we're not going to do anymore.
神告诉我们这个季节里面有些过去我们所做的事情可能我们不再会做。
There's new things we're going to do.
所以神给我们有个新事要做。
And there's a refocusing.
让我们重新专注。
But the Lord gave me a vision while I was in Jerusalem.
神给我一个意象，当我在耶路撒冷的时候。
Going to take us through this narrow gate.
就是要如何的进这个窄门。
But on the other side.
但在另一面。
We get into Jerusalem prophetically.
在先知性的里面，我们进入到耶路撒冷。
That there's many things we thought we'd lost, He's going to give back to us.
我们想过去好像许多东西我们失去了，但是神要重新还给我们。
Coming into a time of restoration.
所以我们进到一个恢复的季节。
And Father, we just pray right now. I pray right now for all those listening.
父啊，我现在就为所有的听的人来祷告。
For encouragement.
求主给赐下这个鼓励。
Father, I pray that you're going to give them the help they need.
主，我们祈求你给他们所有的帮助，他们所需要的。
Father, you're going to find the young people.
你会将会发现年轻人。
You need to mentor.
我们需要来帮助他，辅导他们。
Father, I thank you in Jesus' name for health.
父啊，我谢谢你，我们为健康来祷告。
Like some of you need healing in your body.
在我们当中有需要被医治的，身体被医治的这些人。
They be healed in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣名宣告医治了。
See the healing power of God.
我们需要耶稣主的医治的大能。
Some of you need healing in your hands.
在你的手上可能需要医治。
Just speak healing.
我释放医治。
Some of you need healing in your feet.
有的人在你的脚上需要得医治。
Knees and your hips.
你的关节，你的胯骨。
Be healed.
奉耶稣名宣告医治了。
We know that Psalm 91:1 is very important.
诗篇91篇第一节 911, 911 是非常重要的。
So Father, I pray protection.
主啊，我来祷告，求主赐下保护。
All over all these intercessors.
来遮盖所有的这些代祷者们。
Called to be prophets.
呼召他们成为先知。
Lord, protect them.
保护他们。
Lord, I thank you that you will encourage them.
主，我谢谢你将鼓励他们。
I feel like some of you have been feeling really lonely.
我感受到你们当中有人感受到非常的孤独。
Pray from the Lord, I'll never leave you and I'll never forsake you.
神全部离开你，也不弃你。
I also feel the Lord is saying thank you.
我同时感受到神说谢谢你们。
Thank you for your hours of prayer.
谢谢你们多时的祷告。
For praying for Jerusalem.
为耶路撒冷祷告。
And praying for Israel.
为以色列祷告。
The Lord has truly anointed you.
神确确实实在膏抹你们。
Even filled with this release of hostages they just had, that it was your prayers that helped make this happen.
主说也是因着你们的祷告，这个人质被释放，也是由你们的祷告带来的。
Your tears.
你们的眼泪。
I see some of you have just wept tears over a map of Israel.
我感受到你们当中就是带着眼泪面对的以色列的这个地图。
Some of you that just put a map of Israel on the floor.
你们当中有人把以色列的地图放在地上。
And you've just been weeping over it.
你们就是对着那流泪祷告。
I just feel like the Lord wants to say thank you.
我感受到神再次对你们说谢谢你们。
For your faithfulness.
谢谢你们的忠心。
Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Rachel, do you have, Pastor Rachel, do you have any questions you'd like to ask me before I go?
Oh, 好。Could you tell us this moment, how connect with the Israel, Jerusalem, connect with our current situation, like America?
Well, I don't quite understand the questions. Can you say it another way?
You mentioned about, not just tourists to Israel, also to nations. We have a heart for Israel and Jerusalem. But currently, you also mentioned a second part of 21 days pray, like for America and the safety seas. So could you share that? Yeah.
Yes. Yes. We feel like it's time to pray for universities all over the world. And I know that we mobilize prayer here in the U.S. We think maybe 1,000 universities have been prayed for since 11/11.
So 另外一个部分就是我怎么连接，它是第二个部分，就是二十一天祷告。因为我们现在专注在以色列和耶路撒冷，它第二部分它的祷告就是它有上千，从九幺开始，上千个这个为大学已经开始祷告，就是特别为这个大学里面的平安祷告。
And I'm sure some of you prayer walk universities near you also.
所以我知道你们当中可能已经有人就是在大学的附近祷告走祷啊。
The Lord also gave me a word of warning for the U.S.
所以神也给我一个给中在美国的一个警告。
That there are terrorist cells. Do you know if I say cells? Does that translate terrorist cells all over the nation?
他说在这个国家里面有许多的这个恐怖的细胞一样的，就像一个地方啊。
That we're going to work together on certain a day.
他们就是在计划了要在哪一天里面要来发动像这恐怖的事件，让他们连接在一起的。
Even as we received information from people that really have not inside knowledge.
那我们也从那些有一些洞见的人领受了先知性的看见，有关这方面信息。
same kind of attacks that were done in Israel, they were planning for San Diego, Los Angeles, and San Francisco.
那他们就在从以色列就来安排了对 San Diego 啊，这个洛杉矶啊，还有这个三藩市啊，这些要有要攻击的这个计划。
So this is very serious.
所以这是一个非常严重严厉的一个事情。
I was just in New York a week ago, New York City.
啊，我就是一个星期前我到纽约。
And there were, you know, pro kind of Hamas marches going on in the cities.
所以在这个城市里面就很充满了哈马斯的这些支持哈马斯的这个游行。
And we know that the nations are raging right now.
所以我们知道，这个美国现在是处在很危险的一个，在一个激愤的里面。
And so we know as we pray.
所以我们知道，当祷告，神会来保护我们。
Around 15 years ago, Rick Ridings, who has a 24/7 house of prayer in Jerusalem.
在24年前，那个Rick哈，就在耶路撒冷建造那个祷告殿。
He brought us a warning that World War III was going to try to start somewhere in the world.
他说那个时候他就说这个是第三次世界，就是企图要来发生，从第二次的发生在世界各地。
Need to pray to stop that.
所以我们也要为特别为这个祷告来拦阻这个仇敌的计划，开始第三世界大战。
We know that no people anywhere in the world want World War III.
因为我们知道，全世界没有人愿意看到第三次世界大战发生。
It's the young people that die in war.
因为这样子的话，更多的年轻人会死去。
Now we know we are having revival here in the U.S. Probably 30 U.S. campuses are having revival.
我们知道，在美国有复兴，将近有30个大学的校园已经开始有复兴。
Thousands of young people are gathering to worship and pray, evangelize.
所以千百个这些年轻人联合在一起来传福音、敬拜、赞美。
We're very excited about that.
所以我们非常的兴奋。
We know that Satan wants to stop those revivals.
你知道，魔鬼就是想来停止这样子的复兴。
Around 1900, there was a great revival in the United States.
在19世纪的时候，在美国有很大的这个复兴。
And 20,000 university students pledged their lives to preach the gospel around the world.
当时20,000个大学里面的这个校园学生就联合在一起，就是向全世界传福音。
But when World War I came, a lot of them died.
但是第一次世界大战发生了之后，好多这些年轻人就加入到这个打仗以后就去世了，死了。
That we've got to keep praying against World War III.
所以我们就要持续的不断祷告来抵挡这个第三次世界大战的发生。
When I was on the way to Jerusalem, the third week of September.
所以在我九月第三个周的时候去以色列的路途中当中。
The Lord spoke to me and showed me that a war was going to come.
那主就向我显明说，一个战争是要来临。
No, that war did come.
战争是会来的。
But we feel it's not God's will for a world war to happen.
但是不是我感受到不是世界大战的发生时候。
Please keep praying.
请大家继续来祷告。
Keep praying that that will not happen.
以至于这个事情不会再发生。
And we know for the Silk Road revival.
我们知道在这个丝绸之路的复兴。
That we don't need that to happen either.
所以我们不需要这个事发生，也拦阻丝绸之路的复兴继续。
So Father, I thank you, Lord, for your people.
所以父啊，我向你献上感谢，为你的百姓来感谢你。
Bless you all.
祝福你们大家。
Keep praying for the nations.
继续来为列国祷告。
In fact, in just a few moments, we have two leaders from Israel coming to our house.
大家知道，再过几分钟，将有两位以色列的领袖到我们家中。
Their names are Barry and Batya Siegel.
Barry and Batya Siegel, 大家知道吧？
Like the the father and mother of the messianic worship music movement.
他们就是这个以赛亚信徒的这个敬拜赞美的父母亲一样，属灵的父母亲。
Well, they're just coming for fellowship with us now. We'll get a better report about Israel from them in a few minutes.
我相信几分钟之后就会从他们当中领受到非常美好的报告，从以色列而来的。
And I wish I could give you all a big hug.
我希望给你们更多的时间。哇, you're so busy, Mama Cindy. So thank you so much. We love you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Mama.
Yes, I hope before you take off and just allow us to give us just appreciation to what you have done in the world, but now in our midst, such amazing words of impartation. Just I'm just back from Armenia, together with the Watchmen for Nation, with David Demian and the 300 others, and just to see what a breakthrough you have talked about. And also we highlight Psalm 23. It's about the rest and the restoration and revival. Wow, lots of confirmation. But today we don't have lots of time to respond to your words, but allow us, anyone have a strong word of response? Can you just shortly give thanks and confirmation to Mama Cindy? And I want to pass Agnes. You've been praying for Israel for many years to help us to pray, to bless Mama Cindy before she will with the Israeli family. But anyone have a short response?
Lili, 你是不是要 translate 一下 English, Chinese short?
时间的缘故就先, because of the time, I think it's okay without translation. 有没有谁? 有特别强烈的话语要回应 Mama Cindy的
我可以感谢吗?
Yes, Jackie from Korea.
Yeah.
Or,
yes, hi, I'm Mama Cindy. Yes, I just want to thank you. You came to South Korea this year. Yeah, at the time I was in the conference and you prophesied to some pastors they will receive property this year. And I was there. And I really received the property from the Lord after your prophecy. So thank you. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
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 And you prophesied over me in 2005. And Richard Lepp, you prophesied over him. And we followed through with that word and it came to pass. We give God all the glory. So I want to pray for this precious woman, Lord God. I want to pray for the calling on her family's life, her ministry, Lord. And we want to come into agreement with the intercessions of the Lord Jesus Christ, who is always interceding before the Father's throne. We come into agreement with his will for you. We come into agreement with his protection of you and of the grace and provision being released over you. We give you all the praise and all the glory, Lord Jesus Christ, because you are on the throne and we are anticipating your return. And as wars increase and as distress increases, we declare, Father, that we are learning to live out of the heavens where you dwell. And we are so grateful that you walk among us and are with us. So bless this precious daughter, this son of yours. We thank you for her. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
And as Chinese children, we just want to honor you, Mama Cindy, that you have mentored us, you have taught us, you have prayed over us. And we want to say we don't want to disappoint God. We don't want to disappoint you. Even your prayers for us today, even when you said that you impart and give what you have for us today as intercessors, we thank you. We receive it. And before his throne, as we stand together now on the walls of Jerusalem in the spirit, together with the Father who is there all the time, we want to say, Lord, bless Mama Cindy as she has prepared so many of us in the nations to stand on the wall with you as your bride, hearing your heart and being with you, crying your tears, So we thank you for Mama Cindy, that you give her strength, you give her joy as she see the fruit of her labors, and many, many children, even to the next generations. Bless her in all that she put her hands to. Bless her own natural family and all her spiritual children around the world, that they will continue to increase.
Amen.
Till they fill the earth. Thank you, Lord. Bless her in every way and reward her for her labors of love. And especially from us as Chinese, we honor and love her and bless her in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes,
amen.
You have so many Chinese children also now.
Yes, you just want to say you are welcome always to be with us, continue to teach us, to impart to us. Mm-hmm. This is your family. We're from mainland China, from Taiwan, from Hong Kong, from Korea, from United States, from Canada. So we just wanted to say you are so welcome to be with us anytime. Whenever you have words, whenever you have anything to impart to us, please do. We love you.
Yes.
Love you. Love the Koreans and the Taiwanese and all of you represent.
Love
you
all.
Thank you.
Love you, Mama.
Love you.
Love you.
Love you.
Love you.
Thank you.
Love you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye bye. Amen.
Wow.
Amen.
Thank you, Rachel.
You're powerful. Praise Lord. She'll be blessed.
Wow. 我们也把视频打开，我们彼此也。打招呼好吗？在我们下线之前，我们待会有几位这个领袖家人，我放在那里。如果有时间，我们再碰一碰哈。但是在这之前，看看大家，真的好宝贵，真的我们能够在一起呀。大家好不好？给大家打招呼，我们这是一个家哈。莉迪亚，哇，太好了，哇，可以啦，
哎呦。
我们叫大家的名字。